Be yourself. Be who you are. I love what your pastor said this morning, and he wasn't even here last night, when he said, become more of you. Be yourself in relationship. Don't apologize for who you are. You have a role to play. It's an important role. Be that role, whatever it is. And don't compare yourself to the way others relate. You know, that culturally we value the person who's the life of the party, the funny one, the one who can, you know, get on a talk show and be profound and funny all at the same time. And so we look at people like that. We think, if only I could be more like that. And you know, if you were like that, it would be like you living out of someone else's suitcase, and it wouldn't work. What if you were to work harder on being who you are rather than going and taking classes on how to be funny and how to engage people and how to make speeches in front of crowds? Why don't you figure out who you are and what your strengths are, and why don't you work on developing that? If you're a good listener, then become a better listener. If you're a calming influence, then become better at that. Figure out how to become better at that, how to do that in relationships. Be yourself. And secondly, this next phrase, I don't know how to say it in a way that has a lot of compassion. It sounds kind of harsh, but grow up. Grow up. Grow up, ladies. It is time to become big girls. I have a screensaver on my computer. It says, put on your big girl panties and deal with it. Never mind the thongs. We need the big girl panties. It might be a thong, I don't know, whatever it is for you. And deal with it. It's time for us to go to a higher level and to start getting off of that constant obsession we have with ourselves and the way we feel and how we're doing and whether people are serving us. And ladies, I've got to say, I just want to say this with all the love in my heart, women really struggle with this. This whole thing about I've got to have my needs met, my husband has to meet my needs, and it has to be my way. I don't know what you think of Dr. Laura. I listen to her for fun. I don't know if you've ever heard her, but one of the themes that I hear from her callers, and sometimes I think, oh, you're going to get it, as they're talking. They're telling their story. I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm like ducking in the car. You are so going to get it. You ever have that feeling when you're listening to her? And it's usually when some woman is going on about how her husband doesn't pay enough attention to her and how he won't watch the kids so she can go shopping or whatever it is, or how he wants to go hunting with his friends and she doesn't think he should go because she's going to be home alone with the kids. You know, something where she's saying, what about me? What about my needs? And I don't have the same philosophical basis as Dr. Laura has. She's Jewish and very legalistic. But basically the concept is the same, is that, ladies, I see it Christianized in the church. And we're in danger of going to this subtle place where sometimes I've got to say, ladies, and you examine your own heart, I don't know you, but where I too often see a moral superiority in women with their husbands. This is serious stuff. Where they look at their husbands and they really feel at some deep level, they may never say it, but I'm more spiritual than him, I'm smarter than him, and he's kind of a jerk. And let me tell you, whether you say it or not, he gets it loud and clear. And from a person who's on an outside perspective often and seeing this unravel in front of me, I've got to tell you, it's not pretty. And it is not honoring to God. I don't care what your husband has done or the choices that he has made. He is a person who is unique in God's eyes. And he has value. And he has something to offer to you. And he wants to know that. And I just say that. I needed to, that wasn't in my notes. I just needed to say that. So uniquely, we need to grow up. And then thirdly, be the giver. You be the big person. You be bigger. I know it's hard. If you're in a leadership position, I'm always teaching the other leaders in our church. I've always taught our kids, you be the bigger person. You be it. And sometimes I've said to God, I don't always want to be the bigger person. That person is gossiping about me. They're saying stuff about me that's not true. I want to go out and tell the truth. And God says, you be the bigger person. You be bigger. You take the higher road. God will help you. And you know what? Only you can win when you do that. Be the giver in relationships. You be the giver. I want to talk quickly about a bill of rights. This is a bill of rights that we should have, whether in our minds or on our refrigerator, as we relate to one another, as we relate in our families. These are some basic principles. If you're going to relate to another person as an I vow, here's some very basic things that are really important in relationships, especially as we relate to one another as unique people. Respect means I give myself and other the rights to, first of all, space and privacy. If I respect you, then I will respect your need for quiet and space. And when you ask me for space and you ask me for privacy, I will give it to you, and I will not barge through that door. I give you the right to be different, and I will allow for differences in politics, food, friends, style of worship, the way you decorate your home, the way you choose to raise your kids. We can be different. I will give us the right in this relationship to disagree. It's okay for us to disagree, and we can still have a relationship. Be heard. In a relationship, in this Bill of Rights, we will listen to each other's desires, opinions, feelings. We will listen carefully. We will listen with the intent to hear and not waiting for the other person to stop talking so we can say what we want to say. We will listen. I give myself and others the rights to be taken seriously. I don't minimize your concerns. I don't make mine bigger than what they need to be. I will take you seriously, and I will be present with you in your place. I give myself and others the right to be given the benefit of the doubt. Give the people in your life the benefit of the doubt. How many times have we been in a situation where there was gossip going on and we just took it, hook, line, and sinker, we just bought it all. And we took it to the bank like it was true.